Molly Kazmark is practice manager for St. Luke's Children at Risk Evaluation Services Clinic. She says financial hardship and social isolation have played a role in increased trauma.
We really are just worried about families and families needing to know that there is help out there. There's been some resources created and information sent out. And April, as Child Abuse Prevention Month, is just one more opportunity that we have to raise awareness.
To show support for Prevention Month, Idahoans are wearing blue. Because of the pandemic, most events have gone virtual under the hashtag GoBlueForIdahoKids. But Kazmark says businesses have lit up blue and advocates have painted pinwheels and planted pinwheel gardens. Earlier in April, Governor Brad Little marked Prevention Month with a proclamation. Kazmark says it's important to think about prevention beyond this month.
It is such a great opportunity to raise awareness about child abuse and educate people about ways that they can prevent it. But it's really a topic and a conversation that needs to be happening all the time, not just in April.
Kazmark says it's up to adults to take care of and protect children. With an end to the pandemic on the horizon, there are hopes that greater community connections will help stop the epidemic of abuse cases Idaho has seen over the past year. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.